The golf season has come to a close on a rather uneasy note. Looming over the sport is the question of whether its most high-profile venue will resolve a very public dispute or face the possibility of protests outside its gates in the spring. The Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia, is the target of a campaign by a women's advocacy group demanding that the club admit women. Joshua Leves has covered the dispute for the public radio show She Got Game. He reports that the campaign has created a tug of war between two principles, equality and freedom of association.
The Augusta National Golf Club is known around the world for its lush, sculpted course that's home to the Masters Tournament each spring. Earlier this year, the National Council of Women's Organizations decided it's time for the club to admit women. Martha Burke, chairwoman of the NCWO, says the reason is simple.
Discrimination against women is wrong, and this is a very high-profile venue for discrimination against women.
Burke wrote the club telling it to stop discriminating against women, quote, so that this is not an issue when the tournament is staged next year. Augusta National doesn't discuss its membership publicly, but Chairman Hootie Johnson released a statement saying, quote, we will not be bullied, threatened, or intimidated. Women may be invited to join, Johnson said, but on the club's timetable and, quote, not at the point of a bayonet. The club supporters say it's important he defend Augusta National from the NCWO.
It's an attack on the right of private association.
Robbie Williams is author of a book on the Augusta National Golf Club. She says the club has made itself so special and successful partly through keeping its membership private. Williams says she's a strong supporter of equality in education and the job market, but she calls the NCWO's campaign ludicrous.
We're talking about a recreational venue. We're talking about fun and games. So how far are we going to take the matter of equality to the point that it destroys individualism?
Williams says she doesn't believe an all-male or all-female club is inherently discriminatory. Martha Burke says sometimes that's true.
Well, if a group of men in your basement want to have a poker club, that's not discrimination. If a pretty big group of men want to have a softball league, that's not discrimination.
Burke says Augusta National is in a different category.
What makes them different is the Masters. It's a very public event. They make themselves a very public entity. And in doing that, they have a higher moral obligation than just a few guys getting together for a round of golf.
But then, Burke said, the club's high profile is not what makes its policy discriminatory.
It's not a factor in the basic principle at all. I object to the policy, no matter where we find it.
We asked about her example of a large group of men playing softball.
I didn't say large group. I said softball teams.
Burke did not draw a clear line between guys getting together and discrimination. But another member of Burke's organization sees one. Jane Smith is head of Business and Professional Women of the USA, an NCWO member group representing working women. She says Augusta National is a site of critical business networking.
So it's important to us that where business is done, our women are able to be members.
Smith says if the club were purely social, it would be a different story. Augusta National supporters say business is prohibited at the club, but Smith insists business is part of the club's culture, and she points out that the club's 300 members include some of the most powerful business leaders in America, such as the CEOs of Citigroup and American Express. The NCWO also argues that if the club barred African Americans, no one would question whether that was wrong. Martha Burke says Augusta National is sending a message.
It is still okay to hold sex discrimination to a lower standard than race discrimination. That's how it hurts women.
Burke says there's no distinction between a club that bars women and one that bars blacks. Yes, there is, says Sally Jenkins, sports columnist for The Washington Post.
The all-male culture at Augusta in the Deep South is that when a lady enters the room, a man gets out of his chair. Well, if you're a guy who joins Augusta because you view it as a sanctuary and it's a place where you can go and sit and drink your spring water and play bridge after your golf game and not have to get up, then that's gonna bother you, and it's gonna alter the club for you.
In other words, Jenkins says, at Augusta, men get to be men. Jenkins acknowledges that similar arguments could have been used by bigots who didn't want African Americans in the club before Augusta National elected its first black member in 1990. But Jenkins believes African American experiences made it critical that social clubs open their doors to integration.
I don't believe that 54% of the electorate, meaning women, is nearly as aggrieved as African Americans.
The NAACP released a statement supporting the campaign, saying, quote, discrimination based on gender or race is wrong, whether it happens at a public university or an exclusive golf club. Tiger Woods has been hounded to take a position. He disappointed many when he said both sides are right. But in saying that, he also expressed what many people feel. The women's organization has contacted the PGA, CBS, which airs the Masters, and the tournament's sponsors. None said they would publicly pressure the club. Still, Augusta National decided to air next spring's Masters commercial-free. In the end, the decision on whether to admit women will come down to the club's members. The NCWO has written letters to many and released them to the media. Ron Syrak, executive editor of Golf World, says the members are feeling the pressure.
Particularly for those people who are executives of major corporations that have policies of equality within their companies, it's an awkward situation to align yourself with a club that violates policies that you have within your own company.
Several have released statements saying they'll work within the club to bring change. Syrak hopes they do.
Augusta National is a sanctuary for power brokers. To not recognize that women more and more every day have access to those areas of power and are significant voices in those areas of power is a short-sighted worldview to have.
Syrak believes the admission of women will help show that golf is an inclusive society. He believes the club will admit women, but probably not by the spring. Syrak expects the club to wait long enough to make it clear that Augusta National is moving on its own timetable and exercising its own freedom of association. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves.